Thank you. All right, good afternoon again. Glad you're still here. It's better to be in here than out there, wouldn't you say? Look at all that rain. I'm curious, how many of you have gardens? I'm sure those of you that do have gardens, or at least I'm assuming, okay, in the house, yeah. Now, if it's in, okay, how many of you have outside gardens? All right, well, you're probably glad to see all that rain. I wish we had that in Priest River. I have a nice garden last week. It was poured for one day, and we need more. So I'm looking at that rain, I'm thinking, oh, that rain would come down in Priest River, so my crops would grow. Okay, this talk is called the White Horse Report. It is a talk that's totally separate from the regular seminar. It's a talk that I like to sandwich in to a weekend or to a day just to give you some behind-the-scenes information about the ministry that I'm involved in, that I direct, so you can know some of the things that we're doing. We think it's pretty exciting what God has been doing, that God is involved very strongly. And we have resources also that I'll tell you about that are, we think, very, very valuable. And I'll also say that I think it was in the schedule, I'm pretty sure, that we are going to take up an offering at the end of this talk. This won't be as long as the other talks. But when we're done, you will know why we take up an offering. White Horse Media is what we call a faith ministry. We do sell a lot of products, which we'll have available tonight at the end of the seminar. But really, we make very, very little on the sale of our products compared to the financial needs of the ministry. And what really keeps the ministry going, what keeps me doing what I'm doing, is contributions from people that look at what we're doing, believe in what we're doing, and if the Holy Spirit convicts people that they want to partner with us or contribute to the ministry, that's what keeps us going. And we continue to trust that the Lord, when the economy's bad, when the economy's good, whatever's happening, that God will keep us going. And I'm thankful to say that He's been doing that for many years. At times, sometimes, have been very, very tight. And I've been on my knees saying, God, if you want me to continue to be in the ministry and continue, or at least continue to do what I'm doing, you're going to have to provide. Anybody know what it's like to be in tight times? Well, we do too. And so we've been trusting God, and He's continued to provide. I think you got a little newsletter in the bulletin this morning. Did everybody get those newsletters? I think we ran out of them, but hopefully you got one. It has one of our newsletters and more information about the ministry. And tonight, when we're done, I don't have one here, but we have another newsletter to give you, which really covers the information from this seminar. So I think you'll appreciate that. So if you have your Bibles, I invite you to open up to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11, and let's start out with a prayer. This is going to be more of a lighter topic as compared to the last ones that I've held. So let's pray that God will bless us and that He'll inspire you and inspire me, that this will be a positive, inspirational White Horse Report. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, You are so good to us. So good. Thank You for Your faithfulness. And I pray that You will bless my report, that it will be enlightening to this group here, and that the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts about Your power and what You can do as long as we continue to trust in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, White Horse Report. Our ministry is called White Horse Media. You can see the picture here of Jesus riding upon the white horse. Here's our website, whitehorsemedia.com. We have a lot of things on our site, such as White Horse News and at the seminar that I'm holding right here in Wichita, Kansas. You're right there on the map. We picked the name White Horse Media because of Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, where the Bible says, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and he makes war. This is a very powerful verse. I don't believe that there's actually a horse up there, although I'm not positive there isn't. But we typically don't believe that there's a stallion up there that Jesus is grooming and getting ready to ride down. I think this is symbolism of the book of Revelation. Although recently I thought about how Elijah was picked up by a chariot with fiery horses and taken up into the sky. Remember that? And so I thought, well, maybe there is a horse up there. Now, Elijah was taken up on fiery horses, but anyway, we picked the name because the white horse represents the purity of Jesus Christ. It doesn't have anything to do with the color of anybody's skin. It has to do with the purity of Jesus, that he is pure, that he is he's a holy warrior who's going to come down at the end of time, riding that horse or coming in the clouds to do battle with the forces of evil, that Jesus will win in this great controversy, this war that's going on between God and the devil. We like the fact that Jesus is the rider on the horse, not me. I don't want to be the center of the ministry. We want Christ to be the center of White Horse Media. We pick the name White Horse Media because we believe in his coming. We believe that he's getting ready to come. We believe in his righteousness. We believe in his purity. We believe that he will win in the battle between good and evil. We like the fact that his name is called Faithful and True, that Jesus is faithful to his people. He's faithful to you, and he's true. That tells us that truth is very important in these end times. Jesus is the truth. The Word of God is the truth, and we need to follow the truth in these last days. Truth is vital. It says, in righteousness he will judge, and he will make war. And the war shows that we're in a battle. We're in a conflict between God and the devil, between truth and error. And we want to be on Jesus' side. Our website is loaded with information, and we're really all about trying to help people get ready for Jesus to come. If you click around on our site, you'll just get lots of information. There's articles. Most of our TV programs are on there. You can just find out a lot of information. One of the highlights of our ministry has been an email that I got from this man. Chaplain William Broom emailed me in 2007 and invited me to come to the Pentagon and to speak about Bible prophecy. I mentioned this earlier. I accepted the invitation, went. He said, you can talk on any topic you want, as long as it's on prophecy. And I prayed and I said, Lord, I'm only going to probably get to go to the Pentagon one time. So what do you want me to talk about? Something really important. And so just this conviction came, talk about America in Bible prophecy. I mean, that's a huge topic, like we just did in our last meeting. And so that's what I did. And at the end, I went into the chapel with Chaplain Broom. We had this picture taken. And it was absolutely thrilling to have a chance to share the information I shared with you with people in the United States military. And I remember talking to this group, and when I was done, we passed out a Bible study on Revelation 13. And I told the group, I said, feel free to share this with the president. I don't know if they ever did. I don't know if he ever read it. But when word went out to people that are involved with White Horse and know about our ministry, they were just electrified that we had a chance to actually go right into the Pentagon and talk about Revelation 13. It was thrilling. I had a little recorder in my pocket when I spoke, and I pushed the button and recorded the whole meeting. And we have a stack of those on the table that we'll bring out tonight for the book sale, and they're all free. So if you want to listen to the exact sermon that I gave there that day, you can hear it. It was very, very exciting. Some of the other highlights of the ministry have been us being contacted by people that are producing programs for the History Channel. We've been on the History Channel 3 different times for 3 different documentaries. If you ever watch the History Channel, there's all kinds of things on there. Some of the things are good, and some of the things are kind of out left field. Yeah, that's right. But they've done a number of different programs dealing with Bible prophecy and end time views, and they've contacted us, and they've paid my way to fly to different studios and locations to give my little section showing what the Bible says about Armageddon, about the end days, different topics. And you can go to YouTube and you can find some of these programs and you can watch them. And we believe God opened these doors to deal with prophetic subjects. This is a slide I actually used in one of my recent meetings in Salmon, Idaho, where all these geese, approximately 2,000 snow geese, were flying over the area, and they all just fell down, dropped dead. And I was right in that area. Have you heard about mass animal die-offs? Does that ring a bell? I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but it is absolutely shocking that there are animals that are dying around the world in record numbers. Dolphin, fish, whales, birds, crabs, bees, bats, they're dropping dead around the world in different countries. And this man right here, Phil Frank, he called our office. He talked to me on the phone. He screened me. Actually, had his secretary call the office, and then eventually I spoke with him. He was under contract with National Geographic International to do a actually 45-minute documentary on all these die-offs that started with 5,000 blackbirds falling out of the sky in Beebe, Arkansas on New Year's Eve of 2011. I don't know if you heard about that. But people woke up after New Year's, walked out into their yards, and they were just stunned to see dead birds everywhere. And right after that, a couple days later, 100,000 dead fish washed up on the shore of the Arkansas River. And there were earthquakes right in the area. And then right after that, rapid fire, there was just all kinds of news reports of all kinds of animals dying. So he contacted me and he said, we'd like to have you on our documentary, and we'd like you to give your take from a biblical perspective of whether these animals dying has anything to do with Bible prophecy. And I believe it does. I really do. When you read the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, it describes ancient Israel and all the Ten Commandment breaking that was going on in ancient Israel. And it said, as a result of all that commandment breaking among the people, it says in verse 3, Hosea 4, verse 3, that the beasts and the birds and the fish will be taken away as a result of that. So that the sins of Israel was going to ripple over into the animal kingdom. And there were going to be a lot of animals that were dying as a result of the sins of men. And in the book of Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 11, it says that what happened in the history of Israel is a type of what will be happening in the end days. And if you look around the world today, commandment breaking is going on all over the planet. And I believe that the consequences of man's sin is rippling over into the animal kingdom. And we're seeing just a lot of things that are going on that are signs of the times. So we did a whole program on this. They flew me out to Washington, D.C. They wanted me to find a church that they could film in. And so I was able to make contact with a friend of mine who was the pastor of the Capitol Memorial Seventh-day Adventist Church. And on May 19, a couple years ago, their National Geographic International crew came into the church and they filmed the entire church service. And they filmed my sermon about the animal die-offs. And they took pieces of that sermon and pieces of interviews and they put them into the documentary. And we waited breathlessly to find out what this documentary was going to look like. Was it going to be good? Was it going to be bad? He was interviewing all kinds of experts. Why are these animals dying? And most of the experts, sometimes they can pinpoint pesticides or cold water in the ocean, water's getting colder, or different things that are happening. But a lot of times they just don't know. They don't know why the orcas are dying. They don't really know why the bees are dying. They don't know why the bats are dying. They don't know why 40,000 crabs washed ashore in England. They don't know answers to some of these things. And so I gave my take that this was part of the great controversy between God and the devil, and the animal kingdom is being affected by human sin. And so we waited and waited and waited for this program to come out, and finally it did. And you can actually watch this if you have internet access, and if you do a search on YouTube, and if you look for Animal Apocalypse, you can find this program, 45-minute program produced by Phil Frank for National Geographic International, and I tell you, everybody should watch this. It is really, really good. It's so good that you could show it for prayer meeting in church. It's that kind of a program. It's just like the signs of the times. And then it ties in with the Bible, ties it in with the end of the world, ties it in with the second coming of Christ. And it's just, it's powerful. So, Animal Apocalypse, watch it. And you will really, really like it. And we believe that God opened up this door for us to be on the History Channel, to be in this documentary, that the Lord, He honors His Word, and He wants His Word to get out to the public. I've also been involved in a lot of radio interviews, hundreds of interviews. This man is a Roman Catholic talk show host who has become a good friend of mine. His name is Rob Pratt. He has a show on the East Coast on a radio station, which is a channel 1020 KDKA, which is a big program. I don't know how many people listen to that program. And Rob has had me on many, many times discussing biblical topics. This was an old email that he wrote me. And actually, I should have put the new one up there because he's got me scheduled again for, I think it's about a week and a half from now, to be with him again. And I'm just in my house. I get on the phone. I call the studio line. And we're live on the air. And this time we're going to be discussing, again, the American family, the demise of the family. We're going to also talk about how religion is often made big business that goes away from simple faith. But Rob is just a good guy. And my hope is that one of these days when things really heat up in the world and the final prophecies are being fulfilled, I'm going to contact him and say, Rob, you got to have me on your show. We got to talk about the mark of the beast. And I hope that he'll do that. I believe God has a lot of people out there that are honest and sincere and that are searching for information. And when that time finally comes, God wants his people to be out there giving his message. And that's what we're trying to do. Our ministry is trying to do that. We used to be based in California, and in November of 2008, our whole ministry moved up into the wilds of North Idaho. And I'll just show you some of these pictures quickly. I think some of you have seen some of these before. I've been here a number of times, and I've been in so many different churches, I forget exactly which pictures I showed to which church. But I think most of these are new for you. We looked for property all over North Idaho and finally found this beautiful 5-acre piece. Absolutely stunning. And this is, of course, in the summer. In the winter, it's all covered in white. But it's beautiful. And on this building, or on this property, was this building, and still is this building. It's a 4,000-square-foot building that inside the building, there, when we found the property, there was really nothing in there, just a slab. It was wired for electricity. It had rolling doors, but there was nothing in it. And I'm going to make a long story short. In November of 2009, through the providence of God, we were able to make contact with a ministry called Maranatha International, Maranatha Volunteers. And a whole crew of volunteers rolled onto the property, and for 2 weeks, they helped build up the insides of this building. Now, here you can see my son, Seth, when he was just a little guy. He was about 3 years old there, I think. There's my wife in the background, Kristen, and me and a lot of other people that helped with this project. And they worked and worked and worked and worked. Put on a second floor, put up the walls, started working on the drywall, and the lumber that we had was basically as a result of people contributing to the project. They gave their funds. We had one whole group in Spokane give us a whole bunch of food. They just supplied the food for the crew, and this was all free. It was amazing. And step by step, it took 2 years of building up this building. And after two full years of work, now the Maranatha group, they worked for 2 weeks. When they left, other local people continued to work. And after 2 years, finally, in June of 2011, we were able to move into the building. And this is my office. This is where I work day by day, as I write books, as I talk on the phone, as I pray, as I meet with my staff. And it's just, it's thrilling to be involved in White Horse Media. Some of you know my story, and I've told you just a little bit. Growing up in the Hollywood Hills, growing up in the North Hollywood area, and not growing up in a Christian home. My family was and is Jewish, and some of my family members have now become believers in Jesus, but most of them, or some of them, have not. And when I was a teenager, I was just really a lost kid. I have another presentation called From Hollywood to Heaven, where I show pictures of what I used to look like in my crazy days with my long hair and my bloodshot eyes. And I tell you, things have completely changed. And the Lord has brought me out of all that. And now I'm a happily married man with two precious children. And I'm doing the work of God, trusting the Lord, going forward by faith. And it's just the most exciting job that I've ever had. When I was a little kid, I used to work in a fish store with goldfish and Danios and different kinds of little fish. And I've had various odd jobs growing up and different kinds of things. But finally, when I got into the ministry and when the Lord opened up the door for me to work with White Horse Media, this is really what I enjoy doing more than anything else. And as I mentioned, God has kept us going. Inside of our building is a 4,000 square foot building, and now we've expanded it to 5,500 square feet because we have a second floor. And half of the building is a television studio where we film. And we've been filming recently in this studio. That was our green screen. We've been doing a lot of different programs. One of the programs that we're very excited about, we filmed in front of our green screen, and it's called Earth's Final Crisis, What You Must Know to Survive. We received a good donation, about $9,000, to make this program onto a DVD and to have a whole lot of DVDs. And so when this seminar is over, when you leave, we're going to have a stack of these DVDs out there, and guess how much they cost? We're going to charge you the big price of $1 a DVD. How's that sound? It's a very professional program. It's about 50 minutes, and it deals, or 58 minutes, I think, and it deals with the big issues facing the world. It's high tech. It shows me with a khaki shirt, kind of in a bunker, but all that is in front of the green screen, so that's green screen technology. But it's just a wonderful, powerful, professional, biblical program about the end days, and we want to get these out. So that's why we've just dropped the price and said, you know, let's just get them out. So every church that we go to these days, we have boxes of these books or DVDs that just people want them. And they share them with their friends. So this is a White Horse Media resource that we filmed inside of our studio. And every one of these projects really has been a battle. The devil does not like what we're doing. And the war is on back and forth, back and forth. We just keep praying and praying and praying. God, see us through. God, make it happen. Help us to produce this program. And he has been blessing us. He's been blessing. Here's a series that we filmed about a year ago, a little over a year ago, called the Coming Out series. This is our inside our studio. Charles Lawson is our producer. Max O'Conn works on audio engineering. The Lord has given us a tremendous team. And during that series, we filmed 13 half-hour programs with these three men: Wayne Blakely, Pastor Ron Woolsey, and Mike Carducci. How many of you know these men, or know of these men? Some of you do. These men have a tremendous story. All of them have grown up and have gone into a homosexual lifestyle. They came out of the closet and openly got involved in that kind of a life. But the Lord, He loves us all. And He loves these men. And each one of them has a story of how step by step by step, Jesus got a hold of their hearts. And not only did they come out of the closet and move into a homosexual life, but the Lord called them out of that life to really become followers of Jesus. And these men have a story to tell. The first program is me interviewing Wayne. The second one, I believe, was Mike, and the third one was Ron. And I tell you, their stories are just, they're gripping, and they're clean. The stories are clean. There's nothing in here that is inappropriate, even for young people to watch. It's very well done, very professional. And we filmed this series specifically to try to reach out to people that are struggling with same-sex issues, who are battling with this, or who know people that are battling with this, who maybe have a son or daughter that is battling with this, and that they need help. They need light. They need love. They need strength. And this is why we did this series. And so if you know anybody, you know, there might be somebody here that you have a son or a daughter that is wrestling with this. This series, it's on DVD. And we will have it tonight for the book sale. This DVD is very, very good and appropriate to share with people that are battling with these issues. For whatever reason, and there are different reasons, there's a lot of boys that are growing up these days that are attracted to boys. And there are girls that are growing up attracted to girls. And this is a big issue. And of course, you know, it's what's happening in the courts, what's happening with you know, the whole issue of same-sex marriage. It's growing around the world. I believe this is also an apocalyptic issue that this generation is dealing with in a very, very significant way. And so this is a resource. We spent a lot of time on this. We were thrilled that it was on 3ABN worldwide. A lot of people have watched this series, and it's very, very good. We also have a whole new series of programs. We received a donation to buy a really good camera, very high-tech camera. And we have begun filming programs called World News in the Bible. And the good news for you is you can go right onto our YouTube channel and you can watch all these programs. White Horse Media has a YouTube channel and there's no cost. You can just go on there and click and you can watch. And these we have a series of 5-minute programs on various news stories. We did a 5-minute program on the shooting of Michael Brown, which I imagine you, most of you, are aware of in Ferguson, and the conflict that has resulted from this. And finally, this being turned over to the grand jury, and the grand jury coming down with their decision, and the whole issue, you know, the conflict, he said or she said or one person said or somebody else said. What we do is we describe the situation, and then we talk about the heavenly grand jury, about how there is a heavenly judgment that's going to unravel all of these issues, and that God is just, that God is fair, God is not prejudiced, God is colorblind when it comes to people's skins, and wherever the right is, God is in, he's going to stand for the right. And wherever the wrong is, God is against the wrong. And then the point is that we all need to look at our own hearts and make sure that we are doing what's right as we prepare for the coming of Jesus to stand in the day of judgment. And to know that Jesus is available to forgive our sins and change our lives and help us to do what's right. 5-minute program, very powerful. And we hope to get these programs on a lot of networks in the future. That's our goal. So we did one on the Michael Brown shooting. We did one on Ebola and how this is a pestilence. Jesus said there will be pestilences, and this is another sign of the times. We did a program on the crash of Flight 8501 in Asia, coming down in the Java Sea. Maybe you remember that. It's been a little while. There's been other crashes since then. But the focus of the program is that we could all die at any time. You know, you could go home tonight and you can die in your sleep. There are a lot of people that go to bed at night and they never wake up. Life is fragile. Life is short. Life is, any one of us. I'm going to be flying home tomorrow. I always pray, Lord, when I go up, bring me down safely so I can see my kids again and my wife. My children pray for me. When I come home, they run out to me, Daddy, Daddy, oh, it's so good to see you. And anyway, the focus of this program is that life is short. We could die at any time. And eternity is a long, long time. And we need to make sure that we're ready for the coming of Jesus at any time, in case we died tonight. So we did a program on that. We did a program on Pope Francis. Why is he so popular? Does this have anything to do with Bible prophecy? Tying it in with Revelation 13. Letting people know that the Lord loves this man, but nevertheless, prophecy is prophecy, and we need to take a look at that. So these are all programs that we've done that are on our YouTube channel. We also have a new book I've written. It's a combination of other books that I've written, small books. And this book is called End Times Health War. And it basically deals with the battle for our bodies. And this is a great church to give this little snippet in, because this church is a very health-conscious church, right? People like talking about health here. You have a number of physicians in this church, or at least I know of one. I know of one physician. And if you look close at this book, you'll see a name here, forward by Kevin Bryant, MD. Some of you know this man and his wife and his kids. And he's sitting right over there. Wave, Kevin. Dr. Bryant has been a friend of mine and his wife, Sherilyn, for a long, long time. I'm actually staying in their home, enjoying their little sauna in their one of their rooms, so I can relax a little bit because of all these meetings. But anyway, this book, when I was sitting for lunch today, I just heard one person after another talk about this person, cancer, this. And I tell you, the great controversy between God and the devil is also being played out in our bodies. There is a war going on for our health. It's part of the great controversy. Whether we get enough nutrition, whether we get enough water, drink water, whether we get enough rest, enough sunlight, the basic principles of healthful living are very much a part of the battle. And I have no illusion that just by living a healthy life that I can, live down here until I'm 200. I don't think that's going to happen. But I certainly would like to live as long as I can. I'd like to serve the Lord as long as possible. I'd like to be with my wife and my children as long as I can. And I believe that healthy living is very, very important, that God made our bodies and he wants us to be healthy. He wants to save us suffering and money and help us to be happy and to serve him as best as we can. And this book is loaded with information. And we'll have this book tonight at the book sale. It's very, very enlightening. And the Lord has really blessed it. Not only do we talk about the 8 laws of health and simple things like drinking water and getting exercise and getting a good night's rest, but I also talk about the importance of getting a lot of nutrition in your body, and I'll actually teach you in this book how to grow things called sprouts. How many of you have ever grown sprouts in your life? They're very easy to grow, actually, in your house. You can grow them in jars. You can grow them in trays. And I have some fabulous salads. My kids love eating sunflower greens. We call these sunnies. And I grow them myself. Not hard to do. And I make big salads. We put a little bit of sea salt in there and some brewer's yeast. And I tell you, my kids just, they just love those sunnies. And they're very healthy, easy to make. And so I teach people how to do this in the book, End Times Health War. All right, now changing subjects. This is our newest television series. We just finished it just a few weeks ago. It's now being, the editing is all done. It's being put together in a DVD. And I want to talk about this just briefly. And I have a book on this that's coming out shortly, probably within a week, another little pocketbook. I was in a hotel in Oregon last year, and I have a friend of mine that's been sending me information for quite a while on the topic of abortion and urging me to do a television series on this topic. And I haven't really known that much about the subject. I typically try to focus on things that I really understand well. And I wasn't sure whether this is something that we should do or not. And when I was in a hotel in Oregon, in Albany, Oregon, this friend of mine told me, he said, you need to listen to Diane Wagner and you need to listen to Antoinette Duck. And so I had some free time. It was during a seminar like this one. I had my cell phone, which is sitting over there, and during some free time in my hotel, I found their sermon, their talks that they had given online, and I listened to these ladies tell their stories. And I was floored. I was absolutely floored. This woman, Diane Wagner, she grew up in church. She actually grew up Seventh-day Adventist Church. And when she was 25, she was engaged to be married. And her and her fiancé made a mistake one time. And they were intimate, and the result was she discovered she was pregnant. And she did not know what to do because she has, you know, family that are Christians, that are Adventists, and what's she going to do? She's going to be showing before the wedding. And she just did not know what to do. And so, or at least she'd be showing maybe right after the wedding, but people would know. So she just, she talked to a number of physicians because she had an x-ray in her back before she knew that she was expecting. And the counsel that was given to her was that you should probably abort your baby because your baby's probably damaged from the x-rays. And that was the consistent counsel that she was given. And she didn't know what to do, and so finally she decided to go to an abortion clinic to have an abortion. And Diane tells her story how that one choice, it almost ruined and destroyed her life because the guilt that she experienced post-abortion was just, it just almost ruined her. She started cutting herself. She cut off all her hair. She didn't think she was worthy to even look nice. She went through a whole host of things. And then she had a second abortion. And she finally, it's a long story, and she tells her story in our TV series. She tells her story about finally she discovered that no matter what she did, that God still loved her, that Jesus died for her, that Jesus values her, and that Jesus can forgive her and give her a new life. And give her hope. Now that was Diane's story. Antoinette, she was inside of her mother, and her mother decided to abort her. And it's a long story, and she tells the story that finally her mother changed her mind. And she's here today. She's not here in this place, but there's her picture. She's a beautiful young lady. She's an attorney in Georgia. And February 23rd to 25, these two women came to our studio in Priest River, just like the coming out men, and we filmed 13 programs where they told their stories. And I tell you, these women, they understand this topic, and they know all the ins and outs of what it's about. Here's some pictures from the filming. They had one program called Created with Significance. Here's Kelsey operating camera. Here's some makeup. Here's some of the crew that were filming inside the studio. Here's everybody when it was all over. They talked about how this is not just a woman's issue. This is also a man's issue. And I tell you, these 13 programs, they're now done. They're edited. And they will soon be out on DVD. And my book, I have a pocketbook that goes along with it. These programs are powerful. Have any of you seen any of these on 3ABN? Some of you, any of you? Every Sunday night, now let's see, here we're Wichita time, so we're Central time. Sunday night, this coming, what's today? Sabbath, Saturday. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock my time. But tomorrow at 10 o'clock your time, you can watch one of these programs. I think we're about halfway through the series. And you can go on to 3abn.org, 3abn.org, 10 o'clock your time. If you're still awake, you can click and you can watch one of the programs. And I tell you, they are so professional. They're so compassionate. They're so enlightening as these women tell their stories. And our goal is to try to reach out to women that are struggling. One of the statistics that they gave during the series, you're not going to believe this, but this is according to these ladies who have studied this topic in depth. They say that by the time a woman is 45 years old in America, between a third and two-thirds of all women in this country who reach 45 will have had an abortion. Let that sink in. A third to two-thirds of women in America by the time they're 45 will have had an abortion. And these women talk about that. We talk about the forgiveness and the grace. And we also talk about the children and the babies and that in the sight of God, this is not something that He wants women and men participating to be involved in. And I feel very, very strongly about this. And listening to these women brought me over the line, and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, we're going to do something on this. We're going to do a program on this. We're going to try to help in a little way to counteract a hidden Holocaust that is going on in this country and around the world. Over 45 million babies are aborted worldwide every year. Somewhere around that. I mean, we're talking about something that's going on that's much bigger than a whole lot of other issues that we deal with. And so White Horse Media has taken this topic on. And if you have any interest in the topic, I would really encourage you to watch these programs or to read the book. Like I said, they're compassionate. They're loving, but they deal straightforward with the issue that just really should not be ignored. It really shouldn't. So that's our series on abortion. At the very end, Diane told a story about how she went to a retreat called Rachel's Vineyard, where she met with other women who have had abortions, and they wept together, they prayed together, they cried together, and as part of the healing process, she had this little box with her little aborted baby there, Uriah, and she read her letter to little Uriah, confessing to him that she was sorry for what she had done. It was just part of, you know, not that he was alive to hear it, but it was part of the healing process that she went through. And I tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. I mean, we were all just so moved by this woman's story. It was just so heart-touching. And anyway, this series is now on 3ABN, Sunday nights, Pacific time, 8 o'clock, and your time, 10 o'clock. And you can watch it right on their website. Just quickly, some figures. It costs us $900 a week to put these programs on. It certainly costs us. And so now you know why we take up an offering when we get to the end of our end of this talk, because we have a whole lot of expenses. Here's a slide I showed you a little while ago. Pope Francis invited to address a joint session of Congress. I have a little book, which you've gotten already this morning, called The Antichrist Identified, that deals with the topics that we've been going through, point by point, text by text. Wow, look at that rain. Isn't that something? Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Probably the quickest way to keep in touch with White Horse Media is to go on our Facebook page. In fact, you might even see yourself on our Facebook page. Now, where is that church there? What church is that? That's your church. Some of those back of those heads may be you. Pretty quick. It's amazing. We took a picture today, and I got it up there just in time. Here's some pictures from our interview on 3ABN. We have all kinds of pictures here. There's my little daughter, Abby, during a 7.5-mile walk through Spokane. Here's just a quick note. And I post things regularly on Facebook. So if you are into Facebook and if you want to keep in touch with White Horse Media and know what we're doing, then you can go on there. In fact, I'll leave this picture up there for a while, and you can click comment, and you can post your response on how you enjoyed this seminar. And there's... it's a public site, so you don't even have to be befriended. You can go on there, and anybody can post. And I posted something up there recently about Ben Carson running for president and about certain things that are happening right now in the world, and there were 61,000 views to that post, which is more than anything, any response I've ever received from any post. So Facebook, I've dedicated my Facebook page to God, and I want to put good things on there that are going to be a blessing to people. We also have, as I mentioned, a YouTube channel, youtube.com/WhiteHorseMedia. You can go on there, and you can click, and you can watch our World News and the Bible programs. You can scroll down and watch a whole host of our programs. We have the first three programs of the abortion series on YouTube. So you can click, and you can hear Diane's story. You can hear Antoinette's story. We have some of the coming out programs on there. So instead of watching it on 3ABN, you can just go right there and you can click and you can watch these programs. We also have a newsletter that I send out fairly regularly. And if you go on the homepage, go on the homepage, e-news sign up, just type your email address in there and click join, and you're in. And we also have an email address that you can take your phone. If you want to, go into your email program and click sign me up, or send sign me up at whitehorsemedia.com. Send an email to that address, and you'll be part of the group of about over 10,000, and it's growing, of people that want to keep in touch with what White Horse Media is doing. So that's what our ministry is about. We're here to help people get ready for Jesus to come. We're here to teach the Bible. We're here to talk about prophecy. We're here to address issues that are big issues outside in the world and in the church. This is a rather catchy little picture here. When you drive down the street, you know, you have your side view mirror that will say objects in the mirror are closer than you think. And so this picture in the mirror is the return of Jesus Christ. And we strongly believe, as I've been telling you throughout this day, that the coming of Jesus is getting closer and closer. There will soon be a day when there will be no more children that are dying. There will soon be a day where people won't be struggling with guilt and fear and pain. There will soon be a day when there won't be all the conflicts and the hatred and the anger and the prejudice and the problems that this world is experiencing right now. There will soon be a day when all that will be behind us forever and ever and ever. And don't you want to be part of that day? I do. I can't wait. I really do. We are about teaching prophecy. We want to keep it simple. We want to keep it straight. We want to be pure. We want to lift up Jesus. And our ultimate goal is to point people to the love and the forgiveness and the power of Jesus Christ. We are a ministry that does have expenses. We do have a staff. We have payroll. We have operations. We have projects. We have a lot of things that we do. And so that's why I share this information, so people can at least get a better view of what the ministry is about. And if the Holy Spirit impresses you to make a contribution, that would be great. As your pastor said, nothing is required. Obviously, we all have expenses. Everybody has bills to pay, and you have projects here, I'm sure, to support. But if the Holy Spirit impresses you to help White Horse Media, we would very much appreciate that. And so, I think the ushers are ready. I see a couple of ushers in the back.